expect. We don't, the affection must be that, sincerity must be that, that just offering a milk in a letter, letter itself is very harsh and cannot be even fact, and such a harsh milk, no mother will be able to stand it. Therefore, he put his finger in that and said to the temperature before offering it. That is the identification, and that's what that is the only way to attain salvation. But then, bhakti also gives you a tiny particular stage, and saying when you are taking the name of Ram once, that is sufficient. If you are taking it too frequently also, cast a doubt, as if you have not said enough. If you go 1%, 99% will be thrown from. There was once a king who was affected by Brahma. He wanted to get rid of that. He went to so many temples with his minister and nothing happened. And then, sir, he came back home. Nearer his home, there was a small ashram. And he told the minister, why not step into this ashram also? This is only one left out. Where do we leave one out of it? Out of the ashram. Or the number. Then they both entered. The guru was absent. And only his little chela was present. So they asked him, where is your guru? He said, why do you want my guru? This is the problem. He has been affected by Brahma Rakshasa, and then we are trying to get a remedy for him. Nowhere we have been able to succeed. Now we have come here, hoping that your guru at least will do it. He said, I said, for this you want to disturb my guru? No, I'll do it myself. Then he asked his Raja to go and have a dip in the pond in front of the ashram. Come back and say, Ram, 10 times. He uttered 10 times and then Brahma Rakshasa left. He did leave him, and then he was again a normal man. The guru returned after some time and asked his chela, what happened during my absence? He said, it is nothing important, this thing has happened, I am only reporting to you. The guru became very angry. He said, you are not fit to be my chela, because if you say Ram once, that Brahma Rakshasa would have gone. Why did you make it say 10 times? That shows your faith is Ram, it's not adequate. And therefore, such a person does not deserve to be my guru. He is supposed to have been reborn again as Guha during the next cycle of Ramayana. And when he heard that Ram has not returned at the appointed time, he wanted to give up his life by jumping into Ganga. So much was the attachment. And that is how we even once is enough. But we are saying so many times, we have no satisfaction. And we are not reached the stage where saying once is enough. Mantras, anybody can say it, they have they have to say. But the person who does that must have a mantra siddhi, so that he will be able to realize the truth of that. And that is why, say for instance now, we are having a very important meeting discussing all aspects of our religion. Right there is a bhajan going on. Also for the same person. So what happens? One Hindu says to the other. Supposing there is a musical performance and everybody wants to enjoy music and everybody must be silent. Somebody gets up from the audience and says, silence, he doesn't close his mouth. How can he enjoy his mouth? It is music. Similarly, when this is going on, that will be disturbing. But disturbing to whom? Only those who don't hear that at all, only hear this. And now, similarly, they may not be able to hear that, hear us, and they should only hear this person. Such a transformation must take place, then it will be very effective. See, there are two things. The essence of affectionism is humility. Both were very highly respected things, and they have heard of each other. They wanted to meet each other, and so both started on their own to meet the other one. On the way, one saint met the other saint and told him that you should not have come to receive me. You have been a smaller man than yourself, that would have been sufficient, and he will take me to you. He said, yes, I also thought like that. I look around to see a man who is smaller than myself, and I could not find anybody who is smaller than myself, therefore I have my first son. That is the humility, that is Vaishnava. And essence is faith. Bhakti is built upon faith. Bhakti is the concentration of body and soul together on any particular theme or object to the exclusion of everything else. That is the faith. With that faith is a true confidence. And therefore, let us have all faith in what we do, and then we will succeed. Krishna also will listen to us. And it cannot be one talking hangover meeting of the time that we have had. Let it be a temple. What does an elephant do with the provided part of its leg? It did not utter 100 times. It just said 1 time and then it was done. You should therefore have that amount of faith. And faith is the only means which will strengthen, reinforce bhakti, and through that salvation will be for all. And those of you who are here, I must be writing, are expressing my own opinion. Every opinion is counted this. That's for a right with this. Please think over during your stay of summer on the conference. Let us hope that God is there for the support of women. Thank you. Thank you, Your Excellency, for your wonderful message. Now, I'd like to call on Sriman Prasad, as the temple president for the Father Camp. Gopal Ramanujan, Prasa, Iskandra, His Offending Vice Commissioner, Prasad Guru, His Holiness, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, Prasa, Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Maharaj, Mahajyoti Maharaj, Harijan Maharaj, Haridas Maharaj, and Krishna Das Maharaj. Shivananda Rao, Ativa Mojavan, Shamai, Eti Amman Kodai, Yom Karikatha, Parivishan Karsanti, Sri Kusai, Moha Mariam Sarasya Krishna Bhavana Vakrishna Vakara Guru, and Vashya Kusanya Vakrishna. Adityo Pavitra Vigor, Ramachandran Kravi Mahapiti, এই উপলক্ষে নাম যো মহিমা নাম নামে অভিন্ন সেটা আপনারা শুনলে যে আমার মান্যবর রাজ্যপাল গোপাল রামানুজন সে যে উদাহরণ আপনার দেবে যে রামচন্দ্র লঙ্কা যিবা পাই সে সেতু বংশ নির্মাণ করে কিন্তু হনুমান খালি রাম নাম উচ্চারণ করি সে লঙ্কায় উপস্থিত করে এইটা হচ্ছে রাম নামর মহিমা সুন্দর কাহিনী আমাকে বর্ণনা করছেন যেটিকে আমরা সাধারণত যেমন শ্রীমত ভাগবত অনুসার শ্রবণ করু ঠিক আছে তাঁকরে পাখি সেই তারিখ সাহিত্য শ্রবণ করে আজ যেমন আমার পবিত্র পৃথিবী আপনার সমস্ত একত্রিত হয়েছেন এবং মহান উদ্দেশ্য হয়েছি আমার যেমন আন্তরাষ্ট্রীয় কৃষ্ণ ভাবনামৃত সংঘ ভুবনেশ্বর কেন্দ্রের পূর্বতন অধ্যক্ষ তথা জিডিসি এবং গুরু শ্রী শ্রীমদ গৌরগোবিন্দ স্বামী মহারাজ বিগ্রহ প্রতিষ্ঠা উপলক্ষে আপনার আজ এই পত্রিকা দেখেছেন ও সামান্য খালি গোটে নিবেশন কহিবার কহিবি মু আপনার যে মহারাজ যে গৌরগোবিন্দ মহারাজ জীবন সারা এই মন্দিরের পাই গ্যালেন গ্যালেন ব্লড স্পেন করে দিয়েছেন এই মন্দিরের নির্মাণ পাই এবং এই উড়িষ্যা মাতৃমায়ের পাই গীতা পাঠ করেছি কিন্তু তাঁকর যে অবদান আমার চির স্মরণীয় করে রেখেছি সে মহারাজের এই মহত্ব করে উদাহরণ দেওয়া সে প্রতিদিন তাঁকর এক মাত্র অভ্যাস হয় যে কৃষ্ণের কথা
ଏପରିକି ସେ ଦିନେ ମୋତେ ମଧ୍ୟ କହିଛନ୍ତି ଯେ କେଉଁଦିନ ଗୋଟେ ଦିନ ଯଦି ସେ କ୍ଲାସ୍ ନ ଦେଇଛନ୍ତି ହରି କଥା ପରିବେଷଣ ନ କରିଛନ୍ତି ସେ କହିଛନ୍ତି ଯେ ଆଜି ମୋତେ ମୃତ ଅବଚେତନ ତାଙ୍କ ଯେଉଁ ହରି କଥାରେ ଯେଉଁ ଆଗ୍ରହ ଏବଂ ହରି କଥାରେ ଯେଉଁ ଆକର୍ଷଣୀୟ ଦୃଶ୍ୟ ମଧ୍ୟ ହରି କଥା ରହିଛି ତାହାରି ସାରା ବିଶ୍ୱକୁ ଆକର୍ଷିତ କରିଛି ଏବଂ ସେ ଶେଷ ମୁହୂର୍ତ୍ତରେ ମଧ୍ୟ ସେ ମାୟାପୁରୁଷ ନାମରେ ଏହି ହରି କଥା ଜଗନ୍ନାଥଙ୍କ କଥା ବର୍ଣ୍ଣନା କରୁ କରୁ ସେ ତାଙ୍କର ଅତିହରଣ ସମ୍ବରଣ କରି କୁଲ କଥା ଆମକୁ କିନ୍ତୁ ଆଜି ଆମେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ଅନୁରୋଧ କରି ତାଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ଆଜି ଆମେ ପ୍ରାର୍ଥନା କରି ତାଙ୍କୁ ଆମେ ଆଜି ଗୋଲକ ଭେଦମାନଙ୍କୁ ପରିବର୍ତ୍ତନ କରି ଆମେ ଆଜି ତାଙ୍କର ବିଗ୍ରହ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ଆମେ ପ୍ରତିଷ୍ଠିତ କରିଛୁ ଯେହେତୁ ଆମମାନଙ୍କୁ ସେ ପ୍ରତିଦିନ ଦର୍ଶନ ଦେଇ ଆମମାନଙ୍କୁ ସ୍ମରଣ କରିବେ ଯେ ତୁମମାନେ ପ୍ରତିଦିନ ହାରି କଥା ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ପରିବେଷଣ କରି ଏହି ବୌଦ୍ଧ ଜୀବନକୁ ଉଦ୍ଧାର କରିବା ପାଇଁ ନିଜ ଜୀବନକୁ ଉଦ୍ଧାର କରିବ ତେଣୁ ଆଜି ମୁଁ ଏଠି ମାତ୍ର କହି ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କୁ ମୁଁ ଅଶେଷ ଧନ୍ୟବାଦ ଜ୍ଞାପନ କରି ମୋର
ମହାଯୋଗୀ ମହାରାଜ
ଅଧ୍ୟକ୍ଷ And after I speak, the very little of Sri Ramachandra's glorification of Brahma. But I want to tell that in Shastra it has been written that Satyam Riyad, Priyam Riyad, Ma Asaptam Priyad, or Priyam. The meaning of this is in Smriti. You know perhaps the Smriti Shastra. Jagrat Smriti, Manu Smriti, and all 18 sons of the Smriti Jagrat. Rules and regulations of all the persons, living persons. Indeed, it has been written, Satyam Priyat, you should be saying it's true. But don't tell truth if it is uncorruptible or hard, so hard. But it is not hard, but it is not hard. Vaishnava says that you should speak truth. If it is within it, seem like so hard, even you should speak truth. In Srimad Bhagavatam has been written, the Vaishnava, by his word, Salvat. So, he cut all the mamata and asakti of the world. Like Guru na sarcha, Swajano na sarcha. And you know all these things. Even a good day, who is doing anything against the rules of bhakti, if he is criticizing any Vaishnava, he has left his Guru Dev, his Guru Dev. And another Guru should be there. If mother, wife, husband, and son are not serving Krishna, they are against bhakti rules, that is given at once without fear. So it's not our character. I have seen these qualities in Sri Gaurudeva Maharaj. They have so told so many things that generally devotees, they don't know all these things. It seems from outside that he is telling very hard things. But I know that he cannot do that. Yet so everything through in his life. What he has got from his Gurudev, the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, from the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he has no fear at all to see all these truths. I can give some example slides. That Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my reverend teacher, in the beginning, he has told that Krishna was son of Gaurudev and Devaki, and he was working in Mathura. There are so many legends in Bhagavad, and all Mathura Vasi know the fact that Krishna has taken birth in Mathura. But we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Rup Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all Goswami, especially the commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam, like this one after Kapil Thakur. In Taras, Dharmani, and Sivasanathan Goswami and Guru Goswami, Vaishnava Goswami, they have written that